Can the case proceed if the United States refuses to accept the jurisdiction?
Well, there are cases where, in spite of the fact that a country has refused to submit to the court or accept the jurisdiction, the court proceeds. It remains to be seen what the court will do in this instance, but I do believe that there is absolutely no legal ground for the United States to withhold in the very last minute when it realizes it's going to be brought to court to try to add a last-minute reservation. As you know, when the United States signed the compulsory legislation of the court, the acceptance of that, they introduced three reservations, but I guess they came to the realization that none of them work for this particular instance, that none of them would help to prevent the United States from being taken to court, and so they tried to introduce it one at the last minute. But according to the statement introduced by the United States when it accepted compulsory jurisdiction, it said that any change in the situation would necessitate a six-month prior notice, and they did it only hours before we submitted. So it doesn't hold any water, I don't think.
The State Department said it didn't want to submit to the jurisdiction because your government was about to turn it into a big propaganda forum.
Well, you know, when the United States goes to court, as they did only a few years ago, you may recall, in the hostage situation in Tehran, they tried to characterize, they did characterize that as the prudent and proper thing to do. When we go to court, it becomes a publicity stunt. I think that once again we are seeing the United States in an effort to discredit the credibility of our government, but we are showing that we are the ones interested in submitting to the rule of law, and the United States is trying to prevent that and sabotage that process.
To quote the State Department further, they say that your appeal recently to the United Nations and now to the World Court and shows that you're not really interested, showing serious interest in addressing regional issues, because the real forum for that would be the efforts of the Contadora nations to find a peace settlement.
Well, the United States knows very well, as I think everyone knows in the United States, that the United States is not part of Contadora. Now, they would like to use the Contadora effort as a shield so that any action can be taken against Nicaragua by countries who are not even members of Contadora. So this is a lot of absurdities that the United States State Department is mentioning.
The U.S. government, you talked of the danger to humanity and violence and death in your presentation. The U.S. government continues to say, and has said again, that your government is bringing that to bear in El Salvador by sending arms and aid to the rebels who are fighting a legally constituted government in El Salvador. What is your response to that?
Well, if the United States government really believes that, I should submit that they should take advantage of the mechanisms that the international community provides for the solution of such situations. For example, there's the Security Council, you have the General Assembly, or you have the International Court of Justice. Or they could begin to really respond, for example, to the very concrete and specific proposals for resolving this and other issues around Central America that we have presented. Today, they have not responded.
Is your government at present sending arms and supplies to the guerrillas in El Salvador?
I would say that we are doing absolutely nothing with regard to that issue or any other issue in violation of international law. But one should be very, very careful not to fall in the trap of linking accusations to what they are doing, because no matter what the reason that they allege, even if they were true, which they are not, that would not justify the clearly illegal actions that the United States has taken against Nicaragua.
You say you're doing nothing in violation of international law. Are you, in fact, sending arms or weapons to the guerrillas in El Salvador?
We have said time and again that we are not. But since after that one, you could come with another one of the supposed allegations, I'm saying for all of them, absolutely not true. And if they do believe, however, that those things are true, they can go to the court or the Security Council or wherever they want to go. But what is not tolerable is to accept a country's self-proclaimed right to become the accuser, the judge, and the executioner.
Are you saying that the Reagan administration does not believe that you are sending arms to El Salvador?
I think they don't.
The French government has offered you a minesweeper, or talked of sending you a minesweeper to clear the mines. Are they going to send it? Have you accepted it? Is it coming?
Oh, we certainly would accept it. We have manifested our desire that they alone or in conjunction with other countries undertake such humanitarian action, and I hope they do.
Would you seek and accept a minesweeper from the Soviet Union?
I would say that such a humanitarian action could be accepted from any country, but the only ones that I know that are considering doing this at this point in time are the French.
Foreign Minister Descoto, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.